USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Prior to my becoming president, it was a very, very bad situation, a very dangerous situation for South Korea, for North Korea, for the world.
President Trump referring there to relations with North Korea after he makes history becoming the first sitting U.S. president to step onto North Korean soil. The president meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in the demilitarized zone between South and North Korea early today. The two leaders then shaking hands and walking 22 steps into the North Korean side.
It was an honor that you asked me to step over that line, and I was proud to step over the line. I thought you might do that. I wasn't sure.
He says the two also agreed to restart stalled denuclearization talks.
We're going to have teams. They're going to meet over the next few weeks, and they're going to start a process, and we'll see what happens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront detail to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit DriveElectricUS to learn more.